The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the FAI Cup Final showdown at the Aviva on Sunday. Tadhg Furlong will lead out Ireland for the first time against Fiji in rugby. Chelsea take on Newcastle. Lots more as well. Kathleen McNamee of Off the Ball is with me now. Kathleen, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
So, what are you looking forward to this weekend?
Probably the rugby again. I'm a big rugby head, and we have obviously Tadhg Furlong lining out as captain for Ireland, and I think that's a big deal even just for all the provinces outside of Leinster to see someone like him and who didn't come through the rugby school system to kind of be leading out. I also love he gave a great press conference the other day when asked what he dreamed of when he was growing up. Everyone thought captaining Ireland, and he said, yeah, no, my mother's roast. but yeah, it was a stronger than expected side that we're putting out. I think we saw last week against the Ireland A team against New Zealand, you kind of thought some of those players would get into the squad, but Andy Farrell was very clear that they did not perform well enough to make it. So, a couple of injuries, Sexton, Van der Vleer, James Ryan, Andrew Porter and Hugo Keenan all out because of injury. But apart from that, very, very strong side. So it'll be interesting to see how they do. Yeah.
Now, you wonder about the wisdom of throwing your players in advance of an Australia match against a very physical Fijian side.
Yeah, you would. And like they played Scotland and they did very well against them. One area I think we'll probably be able to exploit is their set pieces. I think from what Andy Farrell has said, he's like, this team has momentum now. We're growing. We're trying to keep things steady. It's like in the lead into a World Cup. He has given plenty of opportunities for players to test themselves out, whether it's the Ireland A games or he had like 50 players in the squad training this week. So there have been plenty of opportunities. And I think it makes sense if we want to keep a very select lineup for the World Cup next year.
Now, the Munster triumph over the South Africa A's, will we ever hear the end of it?
I don't think so, and I don't think we'll ever hear the end of why more games should be played in Parky Cueve. Although, to be fair, it did look like a brilliant atmosphere, and I would be one of the people that thinks these games should be taken outside of, you know, Dublin sometimes, even like the Ireland women's team. I think they should go down and play in Cork or something. But yeah, we will never hear the end of it. It will always be South Africa. It will be a South Africa select team.
Now, the Aviva, I don't know how churned up it's going to get on Saturday, but it's going to have to be in pristine shape for soccer on Sunday.
Yes, exactly. So Shelburne and Derry City are playing in the FAI Cup final. There's quite a difference between the two of them in the league. Derry finished second, although they were 13 points behind Shamrock Rovers in the lead, and then Shelburne finished seventh. So Derry go into a very much the favourites. Last time they won it was 2012, but both teams kind of feel like they have a bit of a chance. Yeah. It's going to be an interesting tactical matchup because obviously you also have...
And bragging rights, you see, for Shelburne, if the lads are inspired by the double triumph of the women...
The week before, exactly, and they're all going to be out there because all the lads went to the match last week and all the women are going this week too. And you know, Damien Duff, as Shell's manager, said it would be pinnacle of his career because being a manager is something so unusual to him compared to being a player, so it'll be interesting to see. I don't think they're going to go down without a fight.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see. The ground staff are actually going to have to work very hard overnight, one would imagine. Now, the grass is normally longer for rugby, so they'll be trimming the grass anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously trying to fill the potholes.
Yeah, but, and I don't think the weather is all that great for the weekend, which probably won't give them any favours. But I mean, Shelburne and Derry, I feel like they're two teams that would be well capable of taking on that pitch. And the Aviva generally turns out quite well, so I'm sure the ground staff know what they're doing.
Okay, now the Premier League is coming to its pause in advance of the World Cup. What to look forward to this weekend?
Yeah, big tie of the weekend, probably Newcastle versus Chelsea. Newcastle are obviously on a great run of form. Mm-hmm. Chelsea, not so much. Graham Potter has come in, kind of gave them that slight bounce, but their performance against Arsenal wasn't all that great. It's a bad run of form for them. So they'll really want to win before heading into the World Cup. It probably matters a little bit less to Newcastle in terms of they'll be able to regroup. They'll have less players going to the World Cup. Elsewhere, there's not too many massive ties. Liverpool are taking on Southampton, who have a new manager, Nathan Jones from Luton. He was just appointed the other day. Tottenham are playing Leeds, City are at Brentford, and then Wolves and Arsenal as well, and Fulham United. So,
how many managers have we lost so far?
I think it's like four or five at this stage.
It's not a very secure job.
No, it really isn't.
Now, the Carabao Cup continued, and Manchester United got their revenge after that Premier League defeat by Villa.
Yeah, they did. They won 4-2 last night. First half was not great by any means. But I think United did show a strength of character that we haven't seen from them too much. And Martial was quite impressive. He was working a lot, which you don't always see from him. And then Rashford as well was very impressive. And you kind of wonder, was it the boost from hearing the World Cup squad announced earlier in the day? He just looked very confident on the ball. Interestingly, Garnacho, who had a really bad game at the weekend, he came on for 30 minutes and got two assists. One for, I think it was McTominay's goal, was very, very impressive. Just a beautiful ball from the sideline into the box. But United will be happy enough with the night that they had. And yeah, I think they'll put some of the demons to rest from the weekend.
Okay. When will the Premier League resume?
The 26th of December.
St. Stephen's Day, Boxing Day, as the Brits call it. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a long time before it comes back, although you will have Carabao Cup action 2 days after the World Cup final, with the big tie there being Man City taking on Liverpool.
And of course, we should compliment Caoimhín Kelleher for his sterling performance for Liverpool in saving those penalties. I mean, I didn't see the match, but I saw the highlights, the saves.
Yeah, once again, Kelleher coming out as Liverpool's penalty hero. We were having a big debate and off the ball the other day about whether he should move away from Liverpool, because it seems he comes in for these cup games. I think that's his third penalty shootout that he's won for them. But then you never hear from him the rest of the season. So would he be starting ahead of Bazunu for Ireland if he was getting regular game time?
Yeah.
Has to be asked.
He's an impressive player indeed. Kathleen, thank you very much for joining us. Kathleen McNamee of Off the Ball.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.